Support for KMUW comes from All Things Barbecue, with a wide selection of outdoor patio furniture from lounge seating and dining sets to fire pits, everything needed to complete an outdoor space. ATBBQ.com.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. In his new book, Wichita State Sociology professor Chase Billingham explores Wichita's cultural and political history and its struggle to become a destination city.
Widespread, pervasive anti-tax ideology that really impedes investment in things like public schools, public transportation, parks, libraries, other types of amenities that everyday people make use of in their daily lives.
We'll have more after the news. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Kansas will soon have a closer place to practice their faith. KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
This is the Mormon Church's first temple in Kansas. The nearly 10,000-square-foot structure rises high above northwest Wichita. It features sunflowers and wheat stalks in the stained glass and throughout the interior. Wichita Church member Brian Grimmett says the building is starting conversations in the community.
We're really excited to be able to share that with our neighbors, with our friends, and say, hey, this is what I believe. This is why it's so important to me.
Temples are the only place members can perform covenants and sacred ordinances like baptism. Church leaders plan to hold an open house before the temple's dedication, which could happen later this year. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Two of North America's biggest railroad companies want to merge to create a transcontinental railroad. Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
An $85 billion merger proposal would combine Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern, two of the big six freight rail companies. The deal would no doubt have an impact on the Kansas City Metro's freight rail market, the second largest in the U.S., which includes rail yards for all of the big six. This week, the companies looked to refile their merger after the initial application was denied. BNSF Railway wants to stop the merger. BNSF Kansas Public Affairs Director Andy Williams says the merger of a major eastern and western railroad will lead to less competition.
Suddenly, you have one railroad to negotiate with, and that's not much of a negotiation.
A Union Pacific spokesperson said in a statement that the merger would enhance competition while increasing Kansas City's importance as a Midwest rail hub. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Kansas Judicial Branch is warning people about a new text message scam that appears to be from the Kansas Supreme Court. The scam messages tell people they could receive a subpoena over unpaid tolls with the Kansas Turnpike Authority. Anyone who receives the text should ignore the request and should not respond or visit links. Instead, report it as junk and delete it. People can check whether they have a case pending before a Kansas court by searching the court's Central Payment Center at kansascpc.municipalonlinepayments.com. Drought conditions are worsening in western Kansas at a time when the state's wheat needs rain the most. After last year's healthy rains, the region appears to be regressing back to its usual dry challenges. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service has more.
After a strong start, Kansas farmers are now looking at a stressed wheat crop as drought conditions creep back. Over the last 3 months, much of western Kansas received less than an inch of rain, with some areas reporting as little as a quarter inch. The timing is unfortunate for farmers whose wheat crops have matured earlier than normal thanks to a warm winter, and need moisture to fully develop. Failed wheat crops could add to farmer financial stress across Kansas and raise global food prices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A Wichita man will spend more than 11 years in prison for a burglary spree that targeted local churches and businesses. 49-year-old Stephen D. Rowell was sentenced in Sedgwick County District Court. He pleaded guilty last month to a string of burglaries between May and August of last year. Prosecutors say his targets included businesses and churches in Wichita, Goddard, Mays, and Mulvane. He stole cash, electronics, food, and other items. In addition to jail time, he was also ordered to pay more than $28,000 in restitution to his victims. People are invited to attend a discussion at the Advanced Learning Library about combating extreme heat in Wichita. A representative of the city's Public Works and Utilities Department will discuss how Wichita is addressing extreme heat. That includes projects to plant trees, energy efficiency programs, and ways to help people stay cool in the summer. The event is hosted by the League of Women Voters with support from the Wichita Public Library. It runs from 6 to 7 tomorrow evening at the Advanced Learning Library in downtown Wichita. A new study finds bird populations are declining at a faster pace in areas with lots of agriculture, especially in the Midwest. Harvest Public Media's Abigail Botar reports.
The study out of Ohio State University focused on geographic areas where researchers saw faster declines in bird populations. The researchers found a strong link between accelerated bird decline and large areas of cropland with increased fertilizer and pesticide use. Professor Mike Ward studies bird behavior and ecology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and read the study. He says these findings, although new, were not surprising.
Some changes in agricultural practices have led to reductions in habitat and likely food availability.
He says increased fertilizer use and a lack of native plants around fields may be behind the faster decline of bird populations. I'm Abigail Botar, Harvest Public Media.
We'll have more after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Lou Ann Stevens. Chase Billingham is an associate professor of sociology at Wichita State University and a popular voice on local development and politics. His new book, All American City, Bluster, Boom, and Bust in Wichita, explores the cultural and economic history of Wichita and the struggle to make it a destination city. KMUW's Dan Dillon sat down with Billingham recently to talk about the book.
Tell us a little bit about this book. How long has it been out? And tell people what it's about.
It was released in March. And the book is a social history of Wichita, really from the past half century or so, covering trends in urban economic development and kind of growth and stagnation in the Wichita metropolitan region.
You and your wife moved to Wichita in 2013 from Boston, and you decide to write a book about Wichita. Tell us how this got going.
Well, I didn't decide to write the book about Wichita right on the first day, but, you know, we came from a very different place, the city of Boston. And we moved, when we first moved here, right downtown into an apartment in the Old Town area. And so what happened, as an urban sociologist, what I love to do in cities is to walk around, look at buildings, and try to figure out what this place is all about. And walking around the downtown and Old Town areas, the place that interested me the most was the old Nafsker Park at the corner of Douglas and St. Francis. And I was perplexed by this park because it was in the middle of this downtown section of the city, and it was this green space with flowing streams and rock formations and trees, but I didn't ever really see any people around except for sometimes a few people sleeping in the park. And so it was trying to figure out, where did this park come from? Why is it so underutilized, and how does it fit into the history of Wichita? That got me started on learning more about the history of this city and trying to situate that history within the theoretical ideas that I have been working through in my sociological work.
What do you want people to take away from after reading from this book? Why should people pick it up and take a look at it?
Wichita has struggled over the past half century in terms of its growth trajectory in relation to other metropolitan areas that it competes against. And many of those limitations that it faces are structural in nature due to the limited economic development toolkits that are available to local elected officials. But as all of these smaller and mid-sized cities across the U.S. are competing for limited sets of investment, the competition leads to a zero-sum game of winners and losers.
What do you see Wichita doing well right now and in the past few years?
You don't have to edit out that pregnant pause there. what I see is continued stagnation in investment, widespread, pervasive anti-tax ideology that really impedes investment in things like public schools, public transportation, parks, libraries, other types of amenities that everyday people make use of in their daily lives. And those are the things that really make a place an attractive place to live. So I'm hoping on a local level that the book will contribute to ongoing debates about where do we take this city in the future.
And you can find more at kmuw.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We're back tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.